I speak. Yeah, I speak. Zapate bale brocha la mazeta mala da 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 da. I speak as his righteousness. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I speak as the Son of God. I speak as his righteousness. So my words don't fall to the ground. Say, authority is here. Say, God's authority is here. Amen. Thank you. Sit down. And whatever you have said, keep saying. Don't up the keyboard. You're coming back soon. Yeah, keep saying. I speak as a son of God. I speak as his righteousness. My words don't fall to the ground. My words don't fall to the ground. So this part of the service is such that you have more than two sense organs to use. You have your mind to comprehend God's word, your hand to write down, but much more now, you also have your mouth to speak. I speak as a son of God. I speak as his righteousness. I speak as God's righteousness. My words don't fall to the ground. I speak as a son of God. I speak as God's righteousness. Called it God's power and my desire. Call it God's power and my desire. Amen. Yeah, that's title. We'll continue the Bible wrong later. We are done for now on series 3. Call this one God's power and my desire. I'm sure you listen and I'm sure you obey everything you will be told in this short service. I speak as a son of God. I speak as his righteousness. My words don't fall to the ground. I speak as his righteousness. I speak as God's righteousness. I'm saying my own. See, I speak as God's righteousness. No one reason we speak in tongues is so that our utterance can be precise, can be right on point. That's one of the reasons we actually speak in tongues. So that when the utterance are coming out, it can be very precise. It can be without no ambiguity, no doubt. I speak as a son of God. I speak as God's own righteousness. Say it again. I speak as a son of God. I speak as God's righteousness. Don't forget, the kingdom of God does not come by ocular evidence. Just believe in God's word. Set the pace for all you desire of God. And of course, when I'm talking about God's word and your desire, on the top of that list should be healings, health for your body, health for your days, safety for your days, God's healing, God's power, and my desire. What else should man desire? What else? Everything else works well when man is healthy. When man is healthy, like we have learned well in this place, like, yes, the plan of God is never mortality, but God never abandoned man in mortality. God never abandoned man in his frailty. Despite the predicament of man, we keep seeing God. We keep seeing his power. He kept seeing his power. God never separated. That idea of God that runs away from you because you sinned is not a biblical God. That idea of God that runs away from you because he's holy is... People don't understand the meaning of God is holy. God is holy simply means Jesus is the way, is the truth, is the life. That's God is holy. That means God, you cannot find God everywhere. You can only find God in Christ. You only find God where he says he is. You cannot find God in your own naughtiness. You cannot find God in your own imagination. You cannot find God in your own fabrication. You find God in what he has said. So God is holy. Yes, it means God is only found in Christ. That is not primarily talking about conduct. That is talking about where God is found. That is God's sovereignty. Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. This is my choice. My choice for man is Christ. That's God is holy. God is holy does not mean God abandons you in your frailty. It does not mean God abandons you in your weak days. It does not mean God abandons you in your even physically sick days. So sad that some Christians think that when you are down, that I am down because God's power is absent. Some people think they are down because my sonship is carcassic. My sonship has expired. Oh, so you now try to speak the word of God to try to reactivate your sonship. That is not the function of God's word at that time. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. See, God knows the predicament that will befall the body of man long before today. So you are not the first person that will ever live. So that means anything affecting your body is not strange to the power of God. God's power has seen millions being healed before. God's power has seen men healed of cancer. God's power has seen men healed of high blood pressure. God's power has seen men healed of diabetes. God's power has seen men healed of stroke. God's power has raised the dead, and your case cannot be different. Praise God. Praise God. You are too quiet for this type of service. Amen. Yes, I say, be quiet. I mean, you when I'm saying such things, you say your own. You say your own. This is your mouth ought to be active in this type of service. Your mind is active. Your mouth is active. That is the location. That is the perimeter. That is where to find God's power. I'm coming there today. So, when you look at which of this place should I start with? Like, there's something that we actually call, like, in church right now, church looks like the atmosphere of faith. Like, some people, it looks like the church is actually an atmosphere of faith where two or three believers are gathered and, oh, in fact, nothing is impossible. In fact, I, as a preacher, most times, if you are truly a preacher and you're interested in your duty, no matter how sick you are, when it's time to preach the gospel, there's just that energy that comes that, I am going to preach. I am going to preach. So you will just be so strong preaching. And you now get home and you now think that, Satan is back. So it's what simply happens is you are simply in an atmosphere of faith. So somebody now say, okay, so what should we do? Should we now be having church 24 hours? Well, if that is what works for you, please tell your pastor to preach till 9. If that is the way from 9 to 9, if that is the way you need to stay healthy, please get it done. Amen, amen. Get it done. I said, you heard of Azusa Street River. How often do they hold service? 3 times in a day. How many times in a week? 7 days in a week. 7 days in a week. Amen. Every day. Every day. That means it's possible. We have people that's a Tyrion say, well, just speak the word and it is enough for me. Well, if your own is, well, I need to hear the word of God all day, it will be enough for me. Please go for it. Are you with me? Go for it. Go for what you think will work. If what you think will work is I need to hear the word of God all day, go for it. And I will explain to you today how to know what you need. Some of you, a teaching is enough. A teaching is enough. Some of you, an instruction is enough. But some of you, well, you may need it all day, all week. You must go for what you need. Amen. You must go for it. You must go for it. That means it's good you carry service home. Carry church home. Carry church home. Looks like it's not working. Then that means you need to carry that atmosphere of faith everywhere you go. And that also means that, for instance, that that is if That means that time that you are now in church, that is, should be the time you pay maximum concentration, maximum attention, maximum. So that fragments of things that happens in the service now follows you home. Everything follows you home. The consciousness follows you home. It follows you home. Say God's power is working. Say there is tangibility in God's power to keep me healthy every day, every week, every other week, every other month. Amen. That's the point. There is sufficient tangibility in God's power to keep you healthy all day. God's power is not surprised at your sickness. It's not surprise. Again, it's not surprise. Oh. That is why you leave church. That is why it's possible never to leave church with the age of technology we have. As you are going home, you plug your ears. You keep listening to church. If church is what you need, then keep listening to church. Pick singing in Spanish work, keep listening to it. Pick Saints Community song, keep listening to it. Amen, amen. Praise God. Say the new creature is made to live in the atmosphere of faith. Please write that down. You are made to live in an atmosphere of faith. That's the point. It's not God's power that is absent. Don't just faith. Living in an atmosphere of faith means that it is constantly in my mouth. It's not a mental accent. It's not just what I say when I feel like. That is mental accent. That means, oh, when you are tickled of God. For instance, if you can rejoice in church and you don't rejoice at home, then you have not gotten it yet. Yes, you carry joy home. You carry joy home. You carry faith around. You carry it home. You carry it home. Amen. You carry it home. You are going to work. You carry it with you. You are in the bedroom. You carry faith with you. You are in the kitchen. You carry faith with you. Praise God. You soak yourself in the workings of miracles. Healings happen not because we have a good God, but because men receive what the good God has to give. Yeah, that's why healings happen. It's not because there's a good God somewhere. No. Oh, if God is good, he will do this. Well, it's not about the good God. It's about I have received what the good God has to give. Has to give. God's involvement in man's affairs as always by his word. By his word. When men pick God's word and put it in their mouths. In Genesis chapter 6, chapter 7, rain has never fell on earth before, and a man puts God's word in his mouth until rain fell on earth for the first time. How big is that? How big is that? Glory to God. Glory. How big is that? I say, come on, learn to be putting words in your mouth as I am teaching right now. It's a service in which you are permitted to speak as much as you can. So, see, receiving is man subjecting his will to the constant goodness of God. That's receiving. How do I receive? I subject my will to that constant goodness of God. I subject my will. I don't say the power of God is not for me. I don't say the power of God is just for himself. No. I don't say the power of God is for another person. I subject myself to God's will. To God's goodness. I subject my mind to God's goodness. To God's goodness. Lando Sova Pantheon. I speak, I see it happen. I speak God's will regardless. My words do not fall to the ground. Say, I speak, and I see it happen. Say, I speak, and I see it happen. Say, I speak God's will, regardless of circumstances around me. So, that is one of the duties of the church, is to teach men to receive what the good God has to give. Look at John 3, for instance. John 3 verse 2. See what Nicodemus said of Jesus. You know, as much as I cherish that you write, If you refuse to speak, I will tell you to stop writing. I will tell you to stop writing. As much as I share it that you open your Bible right now, if you refuse to speak, I will tell everybody to drop their Bibles. That's why I just said in the beginning of sermon, I said there's a part. This is not time to prove spirituality, to prove that, yes, I'm a serious student. It's time to receive. There's a code of conduct to everything in God's kingdom. There's a code of conduct in everything, to everything in God's kingdom. It's just those simple instructions. I mean, right now it's not the time to look for the Greek word. Oh, Pastor, you didn't say it correctly. You better be healed. I speak, I see it happen. I speak God's will regardless. Did you say you write and you see it happen? Did you say you open your Bible? No, I speak and I see. That's what you sang. So you're not an atheist. I've told you. You're not an atheist. So you're a student of God's word. You're a student of the supernatural. You know how to mix everything together. I speak and I see it happen. I speak God's will regardless. See John chapter 3, verse 2. Say the same came to Jesus by night and said, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles which thou doest except God be with him. You see, Jesus' miraculous ministry is connected to his teaching ministry. See that? His miraculous ministry is connected to his teaching ministry. His miraculous ministry is connected. Say, you are a teacher come from God. For no man doeth these miracles except God be with him. That means key in the miraculous is teaching. Man must be taught to receive. Because by default, you know how to relate with the physical world, with the material world, by your senses, sense knowledge, with your sense, with your sense organs. I speak, I see it happen. You see, Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4, 23. Matthew chapter 4, 23. That the power of God's presence does not mean everybody receives. It doesn't mean. Oh, I have God's power for my days. I have God's power for my body. I have God's power for safety every day. You see Matthew chapter 4, 23. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the kingdom of the kingdom, gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner. Say all manner. All manner. Say all manner. All manner. No, there's really no situation that is too difficult. That is difficult at all for God's power. He said all manner of sicknesses and all manner of diseases among people. Say all manner. All manner. So that means it's not about, let me search for the criticality of this problem. If you know me very well, I don't ask for details. When things are critical, things are not fine, what is the details? How did it happen? When did it start? What is the root word? We don't look for the root word of sickness. We look for the root word of power. Amen, amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Yeah, we say I'm a believer. Say I study the cure. Say I'm a believer. So I study the cure. So you are a believer doesn't mean we don't study sickness. Same way as some people that their own study is sin. Their whole study is sin. Oh, the sin of my father, of your father's house. They study that. They study the sin in their mother's house. They study the sin from their ancestors. Generational sin. The sin of Africa. The sin of Adolf Hitler. How does it affect us? You are studying sin. No, we study the cure. We study salvation through faith in Christ. Amen. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So what we study is the cure to sin. Same way as touching the frailty of man's body, what the believer busies his mind about is the cure. Is the cure. Is the cure. What is the cure? God's power. What is the cure? God's power. What is my duty? I look for where the power of God is, which we're going to see in this service today. And you see that all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people, and his fame went throughout all Syria. And they brought unto him all sick people. Now, when you just see the word brought, don't forget, these are summaries of a whole event. What you just saw, there may be a summary of a month's event. If they said they brought sick from places to him, do you think coming there is a day journey? Do you think they only spent 2 days with him? You don't know. Don't forget what Jesus is busy doing. He's busy what? Teaching. Say teaching. So what you are seeing here, the way at times the Bible is recorded, looks like, okay, they just brought the sick right now, and the sick got in and they went back home. One of the accounts clearly documented that Jesus took them 3 days into the wilderness, right? Into the wilderness, teaching them. We have, because of the age of ICT technology, we have got used to magic on the screen. I mean, we have gotten used to magic on. So when you don't see something do happen like the power, say that means the power of God is not present. Why not study the days of the healing evangelists ahead of you and see how they hold their meetings? You see, at times the days of A. Allen, they meet every evening. Kenneth Hagin Healing Conference, every evening they keep meeting progressively. Why do we call a place healing school? That means a place you come every day, right? Hear God's word, speak God's word, come back tomorrow, hear God's word, speak God's word. Amen, amen. Praise God. Say God's power is for me. So, and his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with diverse diseases and torment, and those that were possessed with devils, and those that were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. Amen, amen. Amen. See Matthew chapter 9:18. It's very easy to forget the fact that Jesus taught them to receive. He taught them to receive. If receiving is not vital, then why is Jesus unable to perform much miracles in his hometown? Then why? Why? See Matthew chapter 9:18. Why he spake these things unto them? Behold, a certain ruler worship him, saying, my daughter is even now dead, but come and lay thy hands upon her, and she shall live. And Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment, for she said within herself. Why would she say within herself? That means she has edged something before then. She said within herself, if I may but touch his garments, I shall be whole. So it's not so that is a product of understanding. A product of understanding where the power of God works. Pay attention. A product of understanding where God's power works. A product of understanding where God's power works. Please, if you don't play fine boy, fine girl in the hospital, I don't know why people do that in church. Speak and you are for me. Let them know I'm sick. That is disdain for the power of God. Simple. That's disdain. Hallelujah. We have people that will come call out by word of knowledge. You'll just do like, no, it's not me. You are, when you get a doctor. It's so clear where your mind is. It's so clear where nature has trained you to put your trust in. Okay, see, I'm still reading 22. And Jesus turned about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort, thy faith has made you. Do you see your power has made me whole? Did you see my anointing has made me whole? Hello, what is written there? Say your faith. Now, let me say you this clearly. At least that account of Jesus' hometown clearly made you see that some people too refuse to be healed in the days of Jesus. The accounts you have in the Bible, they are documentation of what? Of faith. We don't have the documentation of those that are supposed to receive and they didn't receive. Uh-uh. The writers don't focus on that because you don't need that. Hallelujah. Praise God. You don't need that. The documentation you have in the Bible are those, just like Hebrews 11. We don't have the story of those who tried to walk in faith and they fell by the wayside. We don't have such documentation. We just remove them. Why we have people like Pharaoh also in the Bible is just to teach you the end of the rebellion of man.
The Bible is faith focused. So also when you are seeing the healings miraculous, Bible will only tell you of the multitude of Israel, those who chose to receive God's word. Hallelujah. Praise God. So majority doesn't have to be right. You can, if you see that story very well, Jesus was going and a lot of people were struggling him, touching his clothes, but only one person was healed. Only one was healed. And Jesus' face, I say, it's your faith that made you whole. It's your faith, not my power. Everybody can be wrong. Majority does not have to be right for you to be healed. Everybody around you does not have to be in faith for you to be in faith. Hallelujah. Praise God. The one she was alone in the whole crowd, and Jesus said, you, your faith made you whole. What happened to the whole rest? In fact, some may be there, the Pharisees may be there, sick. Sick.
Alas, to go Vabante, Piste, Casta, Rante, Gileon, Unse, Alento, Zampa.
So, or you can be different. You can just be different. What takes others down doesn't have to take you down. It doesn't have to. Why was Joshua and Caleb? We just read casually that yes, everybody else was doubting. Joshua and Caleb, they didn't doubt. Why? They are always with Moses. You don't know? Faith is never self-generated. There must be a report. They are always with Moses. So they have heard enough from Moses when they now say it's time to enter Canaan, despite the wrong circumstances around. Despite. They are able to stay in faith because of access to right information. They value right information. After church, what is the first thing that your heart wants to do? Shout to your friend. That shows where your heart is. After service, what is the first thing you want to do? I need to go and eat. It says a lot. Hallelujah. So that thing is very key. It's like Jesus putting everything in man's ledger. Guys, it's your faith that made you. It's your faith that saved you. It's your faith. It's your faith. Please pay attention to this. There's no way you will not need this. If you love to stay, have a family, you need this message. If you will love to disciple men for Jesus, you need this message. If you will love to live at least with people that you like, you need this message. The only reason you don't need this message is if you want to go and cage yourself in one mountain somewhere when everything is just fine, you have access to on the mountain. It must be a mountain, okay? On the mountain, a robot is there to inject you with antibiotics every day, inject you with anti-malaria every day. If you have that, no problem, you don't have to listen. But if you plan to live with men, amen? If you plan to have babies someday, you plan to have a wife someday, you plan to have to disciple men for Jesus someday, you need to be a master of the word of faith. Master. So, a whole generation may reject God's counsel. It's not funny that God's power waits for you at the point of acceptance. That is where it will wait. Majority does not have to be in faith. Think about 3 million people, ratio 2. 3 million Israelites, ratio 2. And only 2 was in faith. And I think at least out of pity, God should have just said, okay. It's 3 million is too much. 3 million is too much. No, they cannot all die. No. Only 2. 2. 2. 2 ratio, 3 million. Maybe you don't know the meaning of 3 million. I didn't think the Okubai is up to 1 million. I don't think so. I think Nigeria is 150 million or so. So Kubelo cannot be 1 million. I don't think so. Maybe 300K. 200 something. I know you have done the statistical analysis for your business. Hallelujah. Imagine 3 million people. That is over maybe half of Abuja. I say, no, 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 no. Yes, we know the thing is good, but it can't be like that. Let's go back to Egypt. God is in Egypt. And God is not in 3 million. God is in 2. See, it doesn't matter the number of people that calls the name of God to disdain the word of God. God's power is yes true. Amen, amen. Amen. And that's, to me, now to you, that's what I just said right now, ought to be an advantage. That means my environment does not dictate if I'm in faith or not. Everybody around me may be faithless. Everybody around me may be, I don't need external encouragement. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, I have prayed before, nothing happened. Well, do you think you are the only one that will say that? You know, you think you are the only one that have such chronicles? Oh, I prayed though. It doesn't matter if no one survives something. Say, this sickness, everyone that has it, they all die. Well, God's power is still there, waiting for you to receive it. God's power is still there. God's power is still there. God's power is still available. God's power is still available. It's not about majority or minority. It's about God's power received. It's about receiving God's power. No, there is a way. See, where I'm going this part is that, okay, hope you know, a lot of people have this thing of saying that since I became a serious Christian, I don't get healed that often. For me, say when I'm a younger Christian, I see things better. I see more miracles better. But since I become serious, I don't see it again. So somebody say, that means I will never become serious. I will just be a baby forever. Very funny. The point is, Christians don't understand sonship. Christians. Christians easily get offended. Oh, but I have been studying God's word since yesterday. So, still, the same knowledge of God's word now that you have known, that you ought to simply turn to faith, you now turn into, I have been coming to church. I have been a believer. I am a tongue talker. Why should this be happening to me? What's that offense? The same information that you ought to use to positive, people now turn into what? Negative offense. Oh, if God is still on the throne, if God is there, if truly I'm a believer, this ought not to happen to me. That word you said, if truly I'm a believer, how did Elijah say his own? If I be a man of God, let this happen. You are now saying, if I'm a man of God, why is it happening? That's the difference. Somebody say, if I be a believer, I get off this sick bed. Somebody now saying, if I'm a believer, why am I here? No! What you know about yourself is so that you can get up and not come back there. You have received a word that stands valid to eternity. Your status as God's son will not change. And you now have a symptom that is running at you every day. I will teach you about symptoms today. So that we live in the natural every day does not mean you should subscribe to the natural. And for you, for instance, in this church, like, hope you know you don't actually live now more in the natural. The average person in training in this church, prayer and study, if you are serious, it will be minimum of 6 hours in a day. Am I lying? That's the average. Average serious man in this place. So, why are you using the other hours? Do you think the woman with the issue of blood, do you think she knew what you know today? She knew the Greek word of salvation, root word of redemption, apolotrosis, lutral. So that you live in the natural does not mean you think all about you must answer to the natural. Trust me, when the natural fails, the supernatural is available for the believer. The supernatural is available for me. 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 I am not offended at the supernatural. It's available for me. It's available for me. You know, there's a similitude between how we take drugs, okay, and how God blesses us. There is a similarity. I will explain. For instance, faith and unbelief is said about speaking. When you speak God's word, that's faith. Unbelief, when you speak words contrary to God's word. And in Genesis 2, speaking God's word was said like eating of the tree of life. In John 6, Jesus explained to them, which Moses also did, as eating the bread of life. And eating that bread is about speaking God's word. That means the same commitment I use in eating, I ought to use in speaking. The efficacy of a drug is to take it, right? The efficacy of the bread is to eat it. Same way, the efficacy of God's word is to speak it. Why do you eat every day? Of everything that God will use to connote the life of a believer, he uses eating. Something you do, not just every day. So for some of you, 6 times in a day. Some of you will wake up in the middle of the night. Quickly go and microwave something you didn't finish yesterday. Abi? So, of all things, right, that could be used to quantify our attitude to the word, God used eating. So, how often should man speak? How often should the word of faith be found in your mouth? In church? Then you should only eat in church. Only eat in church. Eat on Sunday. Your next meal is Wednesday evening. Amen. Then after that, your next meal, Friday night. You eat 3 times in a week. How will you look? Where is Paracletos? Half of him. That's how you will look. Half of him. So, eating, speaking. Also, you know, eating should be the easiest thing for you, for a normal human being. We have some abnormal ones. who doesn't like eating. That's not a normal one. That's not the ones Bible is talking about. The people that God is using as a type and shadow of faith are people like Henry T. You see the food, you give God the glory, you eat it, you ask for more. You ask for more. So when you speak the word, what happens? You ask for more. You speak the 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 more. Imagine getting offended. There is food in the store. Oh, why am I hungry? Why am I hungry? Why am I hungry? If there is food in his house, why am I hungry? No, there is food in the house. So you go there, you take it, you eat it. God's word is available for you. It's available. What you are hearing every day is for your benefit, not for your disadvantage. Not for your disadvantage. If the power of God created man's body, sickness is a tiny thing for the power of God to do. It's tiny. It's tiny. Why should you have loved ones that you cannot enjoy? Why should you have families? Families. Families. That the time for the vacation is always spent, somebody is on the sick bed. God's power can work for a whole nation. Oh, okay. Let me say it in what you can conceive. God's power can work for a whole family. A whole family. A whole family. A whole family. What was Moses trying to do? Moses was trying to disciple the whole nation in the word of God. And for the 40 years, Bible recorded none of them was sick. Not one. Wow. 3 million people. Not one was sick. Hallelujah. And they are even not people that you will compare with you. Those are people that they receive the healing, they reject the word. You understand? They receive the healing, they reject the intention. Oh, God's word will always be in my mouth. Hallelujah. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. You see that account of Luke, see the account of Mark. Before Mark, if you see that Luke chapter 8:44, same story, said the woman, she came behind him and touched the border of his garment. But you see the account of Mark, Mark says something different. Mark 5:27, he said, when she heard of Jesus, when she heard of Jesus, for she said, if I may. So what she hears propels some speaking. Some, please, not a. Some. She heard of Jesus. She started speaking. I know I am a believer. I start to speak. I know I am a son of God. I start to speak. I start to speak. I start to speak. I start to speak. The question is, a lot of people, they are failing to recognize where God's power is. That's the point. Where is God's power? Where is God's power? Because the woman, she heard that, oh, she heard of Jesus, then she starts speaking. So you now ask me, okay, how do I identify the source of God's power? God's power is where the words of faith is spoken. Why does it look like preachers get you in easier? Because preachers speak a lot. It's not because there is a power that is in the preacher that is not in you. No! It's not because the preacher carries an anointing. We use those words, anointing, power, everything, well, just to rasmatas people. But the anointing is as if they speak. That's the anointing. It's as he speaks. As he speaks. As he speaks. As he speaks. Oh, based on what I just said, hope you know every worker, every member in his church can actually get healed. Where is God's power? Where the words of faith is spoken. Because don't forget, God's power is never recessive. There is no power when there is no activity. There is no power when there is no working. That's why the adjective for God's power is called energio. It's working power. There is no power that is recessive, then power that is active. No. God's power, the dynamics of God, it works. It always works. It always works. Say for me, God's power always works. For me, God's power always works. Okay, somebody said, okay, what of how do I receive for others? Simple. In receiving for somebody, all you need to do is to put up the attitude of that person or the attitude that the person ought to put up. Are you with me? The attitude. How you want to pray for a mom, she's not here. How should you receive for her? What should the mom do if she's here? Hallelujah. What should she do if she's here? You want to pray for a baby that cannot yet receive for himself. Oh, what will the baby do if he can receive for himself? See, it's about God's power. You can direct it. It can go this way, turn this way, go this way, turn this way, turn. There must just be somebody giving direction to the power of God. Direction. Direction. So clearly, you could see Jesus was not doing magic. He's not just saying, see that account of Jairus again. Chapter Mark 5. From verse 34. Of course, this is after that woman received her healing. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith has made you whole. Do you know one peculiar thing about this woman? She was healed without Jesus' involvement. Jesus did not even know she was healed when she was healed. Jesus knew she was healed after she was healed. Because see the adjective, it's your faith that made you whole. It's done. Wow. That's a lot. That means we ought to teach more on receiving. Receiving God's power. Oh, it's not just malaria. There are drugs for it. No problem. Until there is something that there's no drug for. Like I tell my loved ones, which one is better? Spending money on drugs or spending money on shawarma? Hallelujah. Which one is better? Well, say, but Pastor, I like drug. Yes, maybe you like vitamin C. That one is fine. Try Nivacquin, amen. Like that one. Like that capsule, tetracycline. Let it burst in your mouth. You know if you like drug, amen. In those days, when you have eaten sweet, my mom would say, don't worry. You have taken sweet. What does she give us? Flagyl. That red thing. That thing is bitter. Sorry, yellow thing, right? That thing is bitter. So that we had buy some lollipop then. If she sees you taking lollipop, don't worry. She's flagyl. So when I think of flagyl, I run away from sugar. I'm trying to read Mark chapter 5 for you. So, saying that there's a drug. What if there's no drug? Why are you trying to? Have you not seen the end of drug? The ones I keep telling you every time in this church is that wonderful lady that I love in Nigeria, Madame Dora Akinwunmi. That is the woman of NAFDAC. One woman battalion. She ought to be the assistant trainer for the Defense Assembly. No, if Dora is your trainer here, hope you know you all grow in a day. You will grow. A woman that can enter a bar, Onisha, and everywhere is shaking. NAFDAQ. Before fake drug is there, you will see paracetamol fake everywhere. I even heard that there was a time that they shot her. You think Angina. Where the thing in Agile? Sorry, what did I call? Like the bullet hang there. And the time when she could have been so much useful is cancer. What is cancer? It's just a can that is sir. Yes, cancer. Cancer. Before, when you hear such words, cancer. No. Cancer means, awesome. God's power. It's time to walk. God's power is time to walk. That is the frame of the believer. You know before, we taught you well. You don't live in a perfect world. You can eat well, diet well, do everything, and you want to have a baby, and the baby is coming. The baby just turn his head to another place. Yeah, I'm not coming. You didn't do anything wrong. The baby just turned his head and said, I'm not coming. Say, this is life and death. You have to operate. And you have been doing all the exercise. Press up. Everything. Running with pregnancy. That's the point. That is the issue with human body. It doesn't give you a letter at times. Hallelujah. So that means, let me tell you, the normal human body is not predictable. Maybe you need to write that down. The both believer and unbeliever, unless you have the body of Jesus glorified, the normal human body is not predictable. But the believer has what is predictable. The power of God. The power of God. So, my duty is to superimpose predictability on unpredictability. Put what is predictable always on what is not predictable. Normally, as the natural man is living, he's also counting down. He's counting down. As you are celebrating birthday increasing, things also counting down. There is a minus occurring somewhere. That is to first tell you, you stay in a human body. When you wake up in the morning, check how your mouth smell. Unless you use mouthwash before you sleep, you know if you are counting down or counting up. So all that is simply to tell you that what the power of God is needed in this body. It's needed in this body. It's needed. And glory is available. And glory is working. Okay, play the keyboard for us. I don't want to. I have lots there, which is, let me not take you too much theology of, but like, that's what we are reading. You see, it was so serious. Why he yet spake, Mark 5, verse 35, there came from the ruler of the synagogue house Satan, which said, thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? I thought Jesus would say, ha, 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 today you will see power. Ha, 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 ha. You go, man. You don't know anything. I will show you, I will show you the stuffs I'm made of. What did he say? And as soon as the earth. That means that words came. Discouragement came. Symptoms increase as in the earth. You know, at times, we form. If you ask me close to me, they know I talk anytime. I wake up in sleep, I talk, I sleep back. Talk anytime. I just talk. Because I don't want to be like you. That's why I'm talking. Ah! sit down, speak God's word. Sit down, but speak God's word. As the thing is running, as soon, he faced him. Don't be afraid. Where is fear located in words? That means a contrary evidence just came. Don't agree in your words. Don't agree with that. He now said, only believe. How do you believe? Keep saying. This woman, he just heard the testimony of this woman. That woman kept saying, if I may touch the hem of his garment, I will be healed. So, Jairus will be saying, oh, my own is not hem of garment. If Jesus gets to the house today, whether she's dead or alive, whether symptoms has worsened, whether sickness has become dead, everything will be corrected. Don't be mechanical with faith. Be faithful with faith. Be faithful. Be faithful with faith. Don't be mechanical. I pick God's word. God's word is predictable. Oh, yes, Jesus, I've seen you heal someone before. I've seen God's power work. I've seen supernatural healings before. This one will not be an exception. It won't be an exception. There's something I'm supposed to say later. Let me just tell you now. Then we speak for ourselves, to ourselves, with ourselves. Symptoms, is a blessing to a Christian. Right, just write down. I'm coming. Come on. Right. Do you know the meaning of symptoms? Let me explain. Symptoms are parts of, please, believers, get this today. Symptoms are the signals in your body to make you know what is happening inside. You know those who have HIV? What do you think is the issue with HIV? They don't know early. Immune system is going, no symptoms. So the day symptoms now come, almost too late. When, at least from little you have studied about biology, it should help you. For instance, when there's something like malaria in the blood, the issue is the malaria, plasmodium, is a parasite. The reaction that God puts in your body, let me use the word God, get out. Or else, what will happen? You are just walking, just die. Symptoms is, no, at times, because, think about this, because you live in a world at times, things you are forgotten to stay in faith. You are forgotten to live in faith. You are forgotten. Symptoms now come. As he's coming, what is he trying to do? He's reminding you. Please, start. Think about symptoms like that. Symptoms is not a disadvantage. It means, okay, you are speaking slowly before. Increase the pace. The body is counting down. That is how you see symptoms. Why do you hope you know that the sickness is without symptoms? That is what just kills without warning. Just hear somebody slumps and dies. He doesn't know before. That is why medicine now invents what you call check-up, right? What's your check-up? Go and check in case symptoms is not picking it. Check. Oh, now check. Okay. Oh, it's fine. Oh, now check. Oh, it's there. When you go for a checkup and something, the checkup that all those medical aids is simply like amplifier of symptoms. Symptoms are too weak for your nervous system to pick up. What will those things do? Those things will pick it up. So seeing it and knowing that power is somewhere, what should you do? Ha ha ha. Oh, glory. Thank you. I'm coming. Glory! Oh, it's a blood disease. Oh, okay. I just thought it was, oh, thank you, I'm coming. Start speaking God's word. Amen. I'm done. If God's word works, if God's power works by speaking, then the volume is essential. The volume is essential. See, if it's about sickness, I'm not a fine boy. I wore my shoe. I wore everything. I said, I am healed. I am healed. I am healed in my body. I am healed in my body. I mean my body. When you go to the hospital, you don't use this. You don't use this. You don't dress fine. I don't prove fine boy. Besides God's power. I don't prove fine boy. Besides God's power. I don't. I don't use makeup to hospital. There's no makeup there. For yourself, for your family, you speak God's word. Symptoms means it's time to increase your pace. Pa 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 pa. Come on, eat. Speak God's word. Eat. God's power is working. God's power is working. My body cooperates with the power of God. I train my body to respond to God's power. My body is not resistant to the power of God. I am not offended at my sonship. I am blessed by my sonship. I am not offended. Oh, why is this happening? I've been a Christian for so long. No, I am a good Christian. Therefore, I am a practical believer in the power of God. I'm a practical believer. Practical. Practical. Come on, speak for just next 5 minutes. Then we pray for ourselves, then we go. I speak God's will regardless. My words don't fall to the ground. Oh! I see it happen. My body is not anti-God's power. Body, you are not stubborn. Body, you are not stubborn. Organs, you are not stubborn. Legs, you are not stubborn. Eyes, you are not stubborn. You are not stubborn. Every organ compressed with the power of God. Every organ compressed with the power of God. Every organ compressed with the power of God. I speak, I see it happen. I speak God's will regardless. I'm a believer. I'm a believer. I'm a believer. I'm a believer. I trust in God's power. Mortality is not the end. It's not the end. No, it's not the end. It's not the end. It's not the end. Believer, symptoms does not mean you should cry. It means you should speak. Symptoms means speak. It means you should speak more. It means speak more. 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 Anything that works in God's kingdom takes consistency in speaking. Speak more. I am conscious of God's power at work. As I speak, I know God's power is working. Energy, oh, energy, ma. Energio Energima. I speak, I see it happen. I speak God's will regardless. My words don't fall to the ground. Clete Bali Bala Dadade. Hallelujah. Somebody will think, why do we have less emphasis on healings in the entire epistles? Because in the formulae of Christology, doctrine knows that if you take Christology serious, you will have no problem with healings. It's inside doctrine. Because the culture of doctrine is that you have spoken God's word 24 hours. You have spoken. You have spoken. So when the call comes to put that word in your body, it's not strange. You are not struggling. Do you know anything, any true thing that works in God's kingdom? It takes consistency in speaking. Okay, think of your disciples, discipleship. Think about the church. This church is 3 years old. And we said we are going to stick with anything that is found in the Bible. God, Bible pattern, Bible way. To have the little advantage we have, it took 3 years now of how long? Speaking, praying, saying it, saying it. Imagine we speaking about the world of 3 billion. And we are 50, praying. And we are 10, then 40, then 50. You are blessed on all sides. You are blessed on all sides. You are so blessed on all sides. You are so blessed on all sides. A man in Christology, anywhere you face, you use God's power. Because the word of faith is being spoken all around you. All around you. all around you. You are listening to sermons at home. You are hearing words of faith. Then you respond in faith. That means the food is served. You respond. What I have done right now in church is to serve again. What do? You keep eating. You keep eating. You get home, you keep eating. You keep eating. Your body says, okay, you keep eating. You wake up tomorrow, you keep eating. You keep eating. See the characteristics of the food that Moses gave them. That manna appears every morning. That means eat every day. Eat every day. And manna talks about the attitude to God's word. That means eat every day. Eat every day. Eat every day. Don't stop eating. Joshua made it clear. He said, meditate day and night. I will get to all this later. Actually, we ought to have a faith clinic this evening. But I said, okay, since there's exam season, let us have a service to just frame your mind to know who you are. To know who you are. Maybe you think it's like you think that it's only some of you that you get sick. As my wife, the morning that we're supposed to travel to Kaduna, I woke up, the body said, you are not going. You are down. I said, okay, I've heard you. Glory to God. So therefore, I'm going. Thank you for telling me I'm not going. That means I should go. Why do I always tell you guys that, oh, spray everywhere, spray everywhere? But myself, I hate mosquitoes. But that day will not come. It won't come. When they call, when God calls, I say, ah, God, sorry, I'm sick. Ah, it will not come. It will not come. It will not come. It will not come. So I use God's word. So God's word works. I see God's word works. Walking, 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 walking. Walking, walking, walking. Walking, 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 oh, walking, walking. Okay, is there anyone you feel like praying for or you have prayed together before on anything? You go to them now and let's pray again. God's power works. Works. It works. Please go to anybody that understands you this time. This is not normal agreement prayer. If you, have not, if you don't talk before, just leave that. I am an go back at last. It's not time to speak in tongues. It's time to see God's power working. Why someone is God's power and our desire is your desire may not be healing for yourself. It may be healing for somebody else. It may be, it may, it's. Everybody died of this sickness. Not you. Not you. Everybody died of this thing, not you. This thing is making you discouraged and decrease, not you. It stops. It stops. It stops. It stops. I don't need to speak long for this. You need to receive long. I didn't think that woman would issue about heard much from Jesus. But she spoke much based on the little she heard. Speak, 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 speak. God is not offended at your body. God will not refuse to heal you because you're not serious. No. He will heal you so I can be more serious. Speak words, though, and ensure your neighbor hears what you are saying. You can be speaking one to another. You do your own, I do my own. Or just one way alone. Nothing will discourage you. No. God's power is curative. God's power is curative. God's power can cure. God's power is creative. It can create. What is not there before, God's power can put it there. God's power can put it there. Fibroid, fibroid, not you. Not you. I curse that thing. In the name of Jesus. Not you. It's my liver, it's my liver. No, not you. I caused that sickness. And your body is healed. Your body is healed. Your body is healed. Oh, when God calls, my response will not be I'm sick. No. It's not be I'm sick. It will not be. Laba laba tika bala bala da 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 os. Baba bala bala da os. Impa pase baba ba. Impo pate tete. Impo la tete pila sata. Impo la tete pila brotate. La to pola bala da da da. I speak, I see it happen. God's will regardless, Sabriel, Laminos, Labilos, Opi. I speak, I see it happen. I speak, I see it happen. You can receive for a family member. Jesus saved us once, we speak it every day. Same thing. Same thing. He healed us, and we say it every day. I speak, I see it happen. God's will regardless. My words don't fall to the ground. I'll give you time. I'll give you time, please. Please, don't be offended at God's power. We all face it. We all. What I don't do is to stay offended. I don't say, but I have prayed. I will pray again. Till I see it happen. I speak, I see it happen. God's will regardless. My words don't fall to the ground. I speak, I see it happen. God's will regardless. My words don't fall to the ground. I speak, I see it happen. God's will regardless. My words don't fall to the ground. I speak, I see it happen. God's will regardless. My words don't fall to the ground. It's time to receive. 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 Jesus saved you once. You have been speaking that salvation for the past 10 years. God's word says you are healed. 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 He says you are healed. God's word says you are healed. Glory to God. Alamana maso vida pita tede. It's time to receive. Receive. How do we receive? With passion. With passion. Zebiabe. Zebiabe. Staka pala bala 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 Sepo Papa. Sepo Papa. Papa Pe. Leto la pose pota. Sepo le poste po papa. Le posa te pe. Lote. Receive, 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 receive. Receive for somebody. Receive for somebody, please. Yeah, you are awesome. Yeah. Receive consciousness for someone. Through the world I speak, I give direction. To the words I speak, I make men better, better. To the words I speak, I give direction. To the power of God, I speak, I see it happen. I speak God's will regardless. My words don't fall to the ground. To the words I speak, I make men better. To the words I speak, la peste que pipa pipa pa la da da di. La 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 la. Even men that don't speak in tongues, they receive healing. Why is their own difficult? Even men that don't speak in tongues, they receive healings. They receive healings for their bodies. Why do you think your own will be difficult? Everything is an advantage. The knowledge of Christ is an advantage. Tongues are an advantage. For me to say again, healing is mine. My body is awesome. My body is not stubborn. My body's response to God's power. So don't look for God's power in your stationary self. See God's power in your speaking self. In your speaking self. In your speaking self. Not just that, but I'm a Christian. Yeah. Say the same word, that I am a Christian, with a different attitude. And you will see the power of God working. I am born again. Why is it happening? No. I am born again. My body completes. Same words that people speak in this game. Same words. It's the heal. The heal. Please receive. 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 I have blessed many people that are not this, that are not even in this church, and they are blessed, they are healed. Your own will not be an exception. Your own will not be an exception. Today, an end has come to that plague. Today, an end has come. Today, 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 an end has come. Today, an end has come. Two more minutes. Receive, speak words. Today an end has come to that plague. Today an end has come. An end has come. An end has come, please. Today an end has come. God's will regardless. To the ground. Today an end has come. La bella pièce ta fa da da da. Zaba la bala bala bazete. I speak, I see it happen. God's will regardless. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. La bala 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 ba da da da. La tele bida da da da. Le bola sete. Po 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 Regardless, my walls don't fall to the ground. Oh, this is the consciousness of now. These are glory days. These are healthy days. Glory days, healthy days. Glory days, healthy days. Glory days, healthy days. Oh, you keep saying. Oh, there it's done. Glory days. Glory days. Glory days, healthy days, glory days, glory days. I don't form for God's power. From today I say, on this Sabbath also day, I receive this. I receive this. And it's mine. I receive this and it's mine. It doesn't fall to the ground. Amen. No. Don't form. Don't form. What you have received is what you have. And you have it. You have it. You go home, you tell yourself like a madman, I have it. A big name, you now say this particular one, I receive this for this person, I receive this for this person. Like now to talk to you as a church, we are church because we take care of one another. That means I can devote the next 7 days for this person. I wake up together, we receive this on this day, and so in peace. Together we receive this on so day, this time, and we see it happen. We together will receive this. You are a believer. Don't get used to unanswered prayers. It will give you a bad place in ministry. That means when you pick something strongly, saying I receive it, deploy every arsenal, every weapon in the arsenal of God. Proceed. Because God will not apologize to you in heaven. Deploy everything so that you don't get used to I'm a prayer and it doesn't work. Set a pace of I prayed and I walk and it worked. So that next time it can be easier. So you go, you can start with just this message, you just replay it on Facebook to yourself utter again. And this time I have been prayed for. I have believed. This is what I received. It is mine. You may not need much grammar. It's time to receive. It's time to receive. It's time to receive. How do you use it? Every day. Every day. Every day. For yourself, for your family. Get used to it. Get used to it. Yes, I'm LD. I'm LD and I receive more. That you are LD simply means learn how to receive for a neighbor. Somebody has spoken to you about a situation before. Yeah, awesome. Now go to him. Okay. Sir, me, I'm fine. Yes. But this week, me, I'm for you. I will wake up this time. I will pray for you. I will speak this word for you from this time to this time. Ensure you cooperate. Ensure you cooperate. That is a family. That's a family. Since you love that people do it for you one someday, do it for somebody. And that will actually assist your ministration. Once, when you are used to that compassion, compassion doesn't start from the pulpit. It starts in when you pick somebody's burden. Bear ye one another's burden, so fulfill the love of Christ. We speak and see it happen. We speak God's way regardless. I was done fall to the ground. Sir Grace, help me. Let's sing this together. Let's speak and see. Enrity tall hell. Awards. To the walls I speak. To the, we speak. We speak. We make men better.
We make men better.
We speak.
With the words we speak. We give directions to the power of God.
Amen. So when you see pharmacists, pharmacists, they display it openly. This is a pharmacy. They don't hide it. And I don't think people usually say, I don't, then let them not see me that I'm entering a pharmacy. Just, I want to, sir, do you have any back door? Let me pass there. In fact, at times you will call the man, Baba, you have not opened. Come and open shop. Hope you know, if you are every smart nurse knows pharmacies that they usually stay close to their shop so that the day that is us in the middle of the night, you know where to go to. This man, I know he can get me this thing, this injection in the middle of the night. That means that's an attitude. Don't joke with your body. It's your tool to serve God. It's your tool to serve God. Don't get used to I prayed. I didn't see it. Go to those that you know values you. Tell them that, please commit me to getting this thing done. Commit me. Ensure you commit me. That means help me to stay committed to receiving till this thing is solved. Don't get used to unanswered prayers. If it's this woman's body, there's no impossibility. Because this is not that you want to go and steal somebody's money. This is you and you now. Abi, you and you. You and you. You and you, so I can serve God. That's it. That's it. You go right now, God's power is working. God's power is working. you don't just say I am healed, I'm healed. You will say why you are healed. I'm healed. Why? God's power is working. That means that's the source. God's power is working. So I'm healed. You connect it to God's power. I've been prayed for in church, so I'm healed. That one says, if I can touch, she connects it to something to help your mind. I've been prayed for, so I'm healed. I'm a son of God, so I'm healed. You ensure your confessions are not you should hear yourself and you shout. That means this is you say, you hear yourself. Yes, that's it. Don't just say, yes, I'm fine. Yes, are you? I'm fine. It is well. That's not a confession. That was that. I'm fine now. It's well. You will. There was a day at work. I was saying God's power is okay. I was saying for 1 hour until thing just changed my spirit. Just sorry, my mind. Thing just came to say my power is working. I said it's true. God's power is changing my power. That means everything that God has is mine. So I my power is working. My power is working. No, you hear such words. You say it's true. That's it. It's not. Like, that means to you, it's interesting already. That means you enjoy the speaking.
And you see it happen.
Thank you. Lift up your hands. Let's sing. Pastor Joy, thank you. Do you know what we speak?
Destination of when you speak. Jesus said, ask until what? Your joy is full. That means anything that makes you not, that makes it look like it's hampering your joy, you keep asking, you keep speaking until that joy is full. Until you look all around you like this. It's not just the joy in the Holy Ghost you are trying to use to sustain things. No, even around you, your joy is full. Even around you, your joy is full. As you will see nothing. Yeah, my joy is full. That is our joy being full. We'll ask until our joy is full. Glory to God. Please say thank you, Pastor. You will not understand. From Friday, Saturday, this weekend, if you didn't follow that, when God calls, he's online, he's on Pastor's Facebook wall. Try and follow it. The meeting was not. No. That's the last thing that will be said of me. Pastor said, when I die, what should just be written there is that. He died a man of God. I said, don't write father, mother, don't worry. Just say he died a man of God and it's okay for me. Please say thank you, Pastor. You know, receive much more of his ministry. We're not going anywhere. We're here. Much more, much more. Keeps making us better. We keep making men better. Glory to God. The service this week is